Thank you for making the time.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem. Baruch Hashem. We are getting ready for Shabbos. Nachamu. Nachamu Ami. Nechome. The word Nechome, Rashi Bereishis says, means when a mind frame is changed. Vayinochem. Hashem ala roa shetibel asis la'am amri. Kinechamti ki asisim. The various times, one place it says that Hashem wanted to chmon l'tzlon, destroy Klal Yisrael, and after Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, changed his mind. He did not destroy Klal Yisrael. That's called Vayinochim. Same word as Nechama. And you have another direction also. When Bazdor Malbu, Hashem says, Kinechamti Yasisim, I changed my mind. I wanted to create humanity, but I see that they're just going away from me. It's time to destroy them. So, obviously the word Vayinochem doesn't just mean solace, because it goes, sometimes it means from good to bad, from bad to good, from Yisidin to Rachman to Din. Nechama means, like we're saying, changing the mind frame. If there's a midas adin and has to go to rachman, that's a nechama. The other way around, also nechama. And we found that's a real nechama. The real nechama is that the natural reaction to something that causes us avelis, terrible loss, is avelis. It's a feeling of the loss, and the hard feelings, the pain. Sadness. Nechama means that a person is able to bring himself to a point that he changes his way, that he perceives it. And he's able to see this is something, this is what has to be, and this is the right thing to be, and this is what's good. And little by little, he's able to live with it and accept it. That's the same idea. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. Klal Yisrael is going through a very long golus. Sometimes it's more pleasant, sometimes it's less pleasant. But the golus, where, like the Gemara says, it's a ben shagolam al shulchan oriv. We're not al shulchan oriv with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cannot bring him the korbanos. Cannot get the ruach hakodesh that we got in the Beis HaMikdash, the ruach kaparis that we got. Can't get all those things. Of course, of the kinnis yesterday, we read so many kinnis describing the wonders, the wisdom that was available for people who wanted to take advantage of it, the clarity, even the physical things in Eretz Yisrael. Says that even the as good as Israeli fruit and vegetables are today, they even tasted much better than then. It says in the Mishnah, "Shenitil atayu, nitil tam aperis." Who knows? Everything was wonderful. Nasati shalom ba'aretz. We were going with Hashem. There was peace. All those things we don't have. And sometimes we're totally in a state of destruction. Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Holocaust, and all the different things we mentioned in the kinnis in between. Sometimes it's more pleasant. But it still goes. The nechama is Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. That with all this, you remain my nation. Our title did not change. The Goyim try to believe because Baruch Hu Hichlifam Be'uma Acheres. That's the Christian world or the Muslim world, whatever it is. Two big forces in the world. They try to believe that the Jewish nation is finished and they took over. Each one of his nonsense. The Hashem says in the Nevuah, that's going to be V'achis HaYomim, Ami, you're going to remain my nation. I will never leave you. And you'll always be my nation. That is a big Nechoma, because when a person sees Tzoris coming, there's a feeling I'm forsaken. But when he realizes that he's not being forsaken, he's just being shaken up, to come back and to get closer to Hashem, then everything's worthwhile. Says Los Lovi. Oidcha Hashem ki yonafta bi. No, he says, a Kaiser with Oidcha. Listen. Thanking Hashem. Oidcha Hashem ki toi, ki yonafta bi. Because you can't be awful angry at me. With Hashem being angry at us, that was something necessary for the Kiyum of Kaiser to keep on going. Sometimes we stray more and more away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu till Chassid Shalom, that could be the end of us. And then we get the clap, the knock. That wakes us up, shakes us back to our bearings. And this is a Nechama. Yes, we are still in the Golus. It's a long Golus. Like we said on Tisha B'Av, before Tisha B'Av, the state of Golus is a state of Chulam. That is a natural state. Like we said, Siyad Hashemayim, Hashem Ezrach Modesen, even the state that we should be in Chulam, he gives us sometimes pleasant errors. And we don't know where it's heading. Just because today's good, who knows what's going to be tomorrow? Look what's going on in the world. The world is definitely changing drastically. You can't look away from it. The anti-Semitism is growing. America, the land of the free, equal rights and everything, it's being all used against us now. Unfortunately, this is a historic pattern that's repeating itself. And we're hoping to do what we can. It should not repeat itself anymore. That's what's happening. So it gives a certain feeling of, oh, how can this go on anymore? But the answer to that is Ami. When we say that we're the Am of Hashem, then Hashem says, you're my Am. That's all we have to do. Or put it that way, that's the minimum that we have to do. But could you ask a question the other way around? Why are we still around? If so many years went back and we have not been attacking that virus that caused the Golus, so say that we lost the game. The game should be over. Why does it still keep us going? That's the answer. The bare minimum that Hashem needs to, for us to keep going with Him is Ami. When we say, I'm your nation, Hashem says, yes, you are my nation. I would doing a virus, and we don't have bitochen, and we have sinus chinim, and all the other things. Okay, but as long as you define yourself as Ami, I'm with you. I'm going to have patience. It takes another year, another 100 years, another 1,000 years. So you think of it, that's what really happened at the first Chulban Beis HaMikdash. And the first Beis HaMikdash, by Mitzrayim. You know that the vast majority of Klal Yisrael did not leave Mitzrayim. They died in the Choshech. And the ones that did go out, it says they waved their voices out also. So what was the difference between the ones that stayed and the ones that went out? They're all, as far as our parameters are concerned, they weren't tzaddikim. They were ignorant, they were oivdei avodah zarah. They assimilated into the Egyptian values. I heard once from Gedalia Eisen, he said, so simply, and others say this also, the difference between the two groups was, there was one group that wanted to stay in Mitzrayim, another group said, Hashem is telling us to go, we're going. No matter how precarious it looks, and how uncertain the future out there in the Midbar, going to Israel, which was under the control of very powerful countries, they make a difference. We're going with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all they needed. And those ones survived. The other ones didn't. That's what it's all about. This is our Nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to be perfect. We want to be better. We're far from it. But we're with you. That's what keeps us going. That's what keeps Klal Yisrael going. This is the feeling that we have now. There's no reason to despair, to give up. Hashem has unlimited patience. He had patience already for 2,000 years, close to 2,000 years. And He's not giving up. And the reason why He's not giving up, because we're not giving up. And that's a good feeling we have to have now. We went through that void of Tisha B'Av. Hopefully we had a little feeling of this odorous awakening. Yes, we are far away from what we could be, what we should be. Hashem is Bitzar. The Shekhinah is Bitzar. Oi, says the Shekhinah, minimum of 6 times a day, much more. Oi, the Av, that the Machriv his bias, he had to send himself into Golis. And we're also Bitzar, we want to be back also. But with that, we know that Hashem, we're his nation, and he is our Kodesh Baruch Hu. and that remains under those circumstances. And we have a good feeling. Because as much as we remain with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we'll have special shmira, special siyad shmaya. We'll continue, Klai Yisrael can continue to exist. This is the thing we have to mechazik ourselves in these days, days of uncertainty, and every facet of life, religious life, emotional life, health, panosa, there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. We just have to always think to ourselves, we're the Am Hashem, we're Hashem's nation. The results is not what makes a difference. It's in the parasha also, V'eschanan Hashem be'isei leimoy. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling them, he's the biggest tzaddik. At the end of his life, it says, Lo yikom. Novi, Oyin v'Yisrael. Huh? Lo yikom Novi, Oyin v'Yisrael, ki Moshe. There was no nation, no Novi in history. Like Moshe, Sheyadoyu Hashem, Ponim Aponim. He has such a close, intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even so, he davened, says, Kemiyan v'eschanan, so many tefillas, hundreds of tefillas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they weren't accepted. But that didn't change anything. He had to do what he had to do, and the answer from Hashem was no, he accepted it. That was his greatness. He wasn't toilan, oh, I'm so close to you, I'm the biggest nothing in history. You have to do what I say. Not only that, when he davened v'eschanan, he didn't say, I have so many schuyas, give me what I want. No, I don't know if I have schuyas. Who knows? Maybe I lost my schuyas. Maybe the others. Take away the schuyas. It was mishchanin for Matas Chinam, and even that he didn't get, and he still kept on going. Kept on telling Klal Yisrael, life is all about our special keshu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to appreciate, like it says in the continuation of the parasha, there's no nation like us. There's no nation like us, and we can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has special hashgacha on us. And he's warning us that the Zoras, every generation has its ability, the Zoras. Don't stray away from Hashem. Always bring yourself closer to Hashem. And then, everything will be good. So, Mitzvah Hashem, like we said, we got our shocking Tisha B'Av experience yesterday and had a sad part to it. But the next day they put a nechama. We realize feeling sad that we're not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most beautiful thing that a person could feel. Because if he realizes that he is supposed to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's still possible, he doesn't give up, he keeps on going. The relationship is still alive. That is what is our biggest nechama. And that keeps us going. And that keeps Hashem with us. So we say for soon, the nachem, the double nechama. The future was a beautiful world. We went through all the situations. Why? Necessary and for our good. Share only the chomes, the shuris, all of us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Amen. Shkoyach. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
See you.